This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Welcome to what I believe is another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You know, it is National School Choice Week. All right? And I've always been an advocate of education, but, you know, some of my friends that are in public education don't agree with me. And I always say the same thing. If you truly believe in education, if you truly believe that every child deserves an education, then you have to believe in freedom of choice when it comes to education. You have to. Because even school administrators, maybe not out loud in a big meeting, even they admit to the fact that not every child learns the same way. And public schools, or certain schools or what have you, they're not all equipped to take care of all kids in every situation. It's impossible. That's why charter schools, private schools, church co-ops, school co-ops, right? Homeschooling. There's a multitude of ways to educate your children. And you should be allowed, you should be given the resources you need to make sure your child gets the proper education. It was paramount. Our founding fathers knew and wanted to make sure that every child, or actually every citizen, would be educated. Because even they knew that an ignorant electorate, which is exactly what I think the left is trying to do on a regular basis, keep them ignorant, that an ignorant electorate would be dangerous. And they are, as you see. There's so much they don't know. And that's what makes them dangerous. You know, we were overlooking some of the numbers from the elections here in Los Angeles County in last November, and we found a very large amount, do it real quick, 20 to 25% of the people that actually voted, that actually came out to vote, didn't vote for school board members. And when you start asking some of them, why wouldn't you vote for the school board? I mean, you came out, you want better schools, why didn't you? Well, I didn't know who they were, didn't know anything about them. Well, we have this Google thing now. You can at least find out some things about them. You can call the candidate directly. Most candidates, especially at the school board level, will pick up the phone and will talk with you. If you truly believe that your child is the most important thing in your life, if you truly believe that our children need to be educated properly, then why aren't you getting educated about who you're voting for? Why leave it blank? I'm not asking you to do this because I don't want you to do it this way. But many on the left will check off the box of the known Democrat without knowing what they'll do in their school district. I had a Democrat call me today They went out of their way because they know I'm a Republican conservative. And they know. And this person said to me point blank, I have been a lifelong Democrat. It's the first time I voted for Republican, it was you. They went on to say that bottom line with it was because it seemed like the Republicans were the only ones listening and caring about their kids. Think about that. Up to this point, this person had never really paid attention. And now they do. Now, I didn't jump on this person and say, well, then you need to switch parties because, you know, we're the ones who care for you. That was not what the call was about. But people are slow. And that's why I always say to you, it's time for you to figure it out. It's time for you to get involved and get engaged. It's time for you to get the information you need to be able to put it out there for other people. How are you going to reach, let's just be honest about it, how are you going to reach these other people? How are you going to make sure that they have the information they need, right, to make an informed decision? Do you guys send out emails to your friends, to your loved ones, to you know, your unloved ones, whatever? Do you do that? Because they don't know. These are family members. They don't know who to vote for. And if they trust you at all, if you have any kind of relationship with them at all, then that's exactly what you need to do. You need to be connecting with them and telling them what's going on, especially locally, in your local neighborhoods. All right, I won't beat this up much longer, but you have the National School Choice Week, right? And you really need to get out there. And actually, there's a website called Choice, let me see, schoolchoiceweek.com. You need to get out there. You need to share that with your friends. You need to get out there. You need to see what's available to you in your states, in your areas, what you can do, what you can't do. If you really care about your kids, like you say, get engaged. Really that simple. All right, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Engage, get involved. I got a whole bunch of stories I want to get to. I mean a whole bunch of crazy stories that people really don't want to deal with. Like right now. I mean, think about what's going on right now with Joe Biden and all these documents. And yet they're still telling you it's not as bad as what took place with Donald Trump. You can't get any more ignorant and dishonest than that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We're back. Joe Machine Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I always say to you. That's how you fix things. You become part of the solution. That's the only way you make things better. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, I don't know anymore how to explain the California Democrats, legislators. They're like a bunch of out-of-control kids that you've locked in a toy store, and daddy and mommy went away, and they pretty much think that they can do anything they want to do, that it all belongs to them. The California Democrats are now considering, you ready for this one? They're pushing legislation that would actually tax you. If you're a wealthy Californian, not an average Californian, if you're a wealthy Californian, it would actually tax you after you leave the state. Even if you've already moved out. Assemblyman Alex Lee, are you ready for this? I'm sure you'll be surprised. He's a progressive Democrat. Last week introduced a bill in California state legislature that would impose an extra annual 1.5% tax on those with a worldwide net worth of $1 billion. Now you're going, okay, well, that doesn't include me. It's okay. It starts somewhere. Because then they're going to drop it to $50 million. And you watch. They're going to drop it, drop it, drop it, until it comes to the point where if you leave the state and you got a net worth of anywhere between, you know, $1 to $5 million, you're going to pay something. Bear in mind that some of the average homes here in California now are $1 million, and I don't know how anybody's affording them. You know, they think an affordable house is $500,000. Actually, they're calling it a starter home, which I just find totally interesting. In 2026, the threshold for being taxed would drop to those with a worldwide net worth of $50 million. They'll be hit with a 1% annual tax on their wealth. Now, what I don't understand, what are they going to do? They're going to attach your stuff out of state? There's no way they're going to pull that off. No way in the world. Worldwide wealth extends beyond annual income to include diverse holdings, such as farm assets, arts, and other collectibles. Right? Stocks and hedge fund interest. They go, they list a whole bunch of things. They're going after everything. Now, these are the same people that a year ago had a $1 billion surplus. And this year, they're looking at a deficit. It's up in the 20s, $25 billion. Now, when he did his budget, when Mr. Newsom did his budget for this year, he was very aggressive, and some of the Republicans were saying to him, what are you doing? You don't know where we're going to be. You don't know what's going on. The economy's slowing down. They didn't care. They're like a bunch of frat boys up there. They just don't care. They don't have any rules. They don't care. Now, California will likely face a $25 billion budget deficit next year, driven by high inflation, the threat of recession, companies are leaving. Right? The surplus that we were told, the forecasted surplus for $100 billion, maybe not so much. Well, what else are you supposed to do? You've got to laugh about it, because they do it over and over and over again, and you guys that are hardcore Democrats, no matter what, you keep voting for these people. You deserve what you get. I say the same thing about New York and other places, Chicago, New York, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. You guys, I don't even know you guys. You guys deserve to be your own country and leave the rest of us alone. You're talking about $5 million reparations to black folks that have lived in the city forever, and yet you can't pay your bills now. Legislative Analyst Office, which provides state lawmakers with fiscal policy advice, said the 2023 budget problem is due to low revenue estimates. Revenues are $41 billion below. $41 billion below expectations. The estimated deficit is lower because some of those revenue losses were offset by lower spending in other parts of the budget. So, in other words, they didn't get nailed. Why? Because they didn't spend the money they thought they were going to spend. Or actually hadn't spent the money they thought they were going to spend. Right? I mean, this is hilarious. In May, Governor Newsom announced the state was entering a 2022-2023 fiscal year with a $97 billion surplus. Hello? 97. The surplus came as the state collected $55 billion more in taxes than expected. At the time, part of that was Zoe B. bailed them out as well. Now, people are feeling the deep stress, deep anxiety, right? Newsom wanted to tell everybody that everything was going to be fine so they would relieve their stress. Democrat-controlled state taxes, rich people more than other states, right? Almost as bad as New York. I mean, they might even be higher than New York. I have to look at the numbers. So why not leave? They go to Texas, they go to Florida. You know, they're talking about making sure that your kids all get educated. I get it. Their kind of education, which scares me. You know, and the money's a big deal. Although we've been deeper in the hole here. I don't know how they pull it off. Right? And I don't know how they expect to keep, you know, they keep driving businesses out. They keep making it harder and harder for people to do business here. How do they expect it to stay? Really? Now, the Speaker of the House in California said that they're going to protect California's historic school funding, but it's not true. I serve on a school board where they're telling us, get ready. Get ready. You guys are going to have problems. So they think if they grab the wealth tax to be able to keep doing what they're doing, I don't think so. And I believe the Supreme Court will squelch it. You can't do that. Right? And the companies that are leaving California, the trend is growing, not shrinking. That's why when they come up with stuff like this thing, this is where you heard me and Kimberly talking about people not paying attention. Right? All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least seven people are dead now after separate shootings in Northern California. Police say a suspect is in custody. There's no ongoing threat to the community. Reports say the shootings happened this afternoon at two different locations in the San Francisco Bay Area. At the same time, we are hearing from the man who disarmed the 72-year-old Monterey Park mass shooter over the weekend.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him, or else everybody would have died.
During an interview on Good Morning America, Brandon Say said he thought he was going to die when he saw the gunman walk into a dance studio in Alhambra. The death toll in that shooting now up to 11. Southwest Airlines is giving some employees a bonus following last month's travel crisis. The Dallas-based airline says pilots will receive about $45 million in gratitude pay after a software meltdown led to the cancellation of tens of thousands of flights. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzia, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Who's going to the Nancy Pelosi exorcism event? Did she do it already? I don't know. We'll see. God bless. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys just made me throw up in my mouth. Who put up in the chat room that they're looking to Harris to be a SCOTUS? My God, she's too dumb. And you know what? Dumb is too much of a term that's used all the time. It doesn't really. No. The problem is she's too ignorant. She doesn't understand. She doesn't get it. She's not very smart. I'm not saying she's not even. It's not that she's not extremely smart. Smart enough to be a justice. She's not smart. All right. She doesn't really care about the Constitution. None of them do. And that's the part that scares me the worst. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So, this is the part that I tell you all the time. That you want to sit there and say, it shows you these people, they really don't see, I don't want to say the error of their ways, but they really don't see what the hypocrisy. Or even the ignorance behind what they're saying. So I don't know if you remember this, but singer Sam Smith, I guess he called for an end to separate awards for men and women. We should be gender neutral, we should have just artist of the year, we shouldn't have an artist for a male artist and a female artist and yada, yada, yada. And then he got upset that there was no women that were not nominated for the now gender neutral, as he has for Artist of the Year. So you really don't want, it that way. What you want to do is you want to make it look like you're so woke, you're so female woke. But that's so, what you really, it wasn't that you wanted the best artist. What you wanted was what you believe to be the best artist to roll out. I love it. British pop star Sam Smith, who identifies as non-binary, called for awards, I don't even know what that means, awards not to be distinctions based on gender back in 2021. He said, I look forward to a time when awards shows can be reflective of society we live in. Well, if it's supposed to be reflective of the society we live in, Wouldn't it be male and female? Right? I'm trying to understand. I don't know if I can, but I'm going to try to understand. I got male and females all around me. They identify as male and female. I don't go looking for non-binary, non-cisgen, non-gen-gen, whatever terminologies they're using these days. But when he says, when they talk about reflecting the society we live in, remember something. Those who identify as transgender, non-cis, cisgen, blah, 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 are very, very minor, small part of the community. Right? So if you really want it reflective, part of the non-binary thing, part of the non-male and female, because they want to get rid of what they perceive is the stigma of being gay or lesbian. Because if you get rid of the male and female thing, then there's no such thing as gay. There's no such thing as lesbian. Right? This is a problem they have. They want everything their way, easy to deal with, and they'll be very happy. Adele won the first gender-neutral award for the category in 2022 while saying that she can understand why the nature of the award changed. Still praised women as a distinct group, proclaiming she is really proud of us. Really proud of us. God bless America. However, no women were nominated to the gender-neutral category, which Smith said was a shame. No, it's what you wanted. It's always funny to watch these people do this. They get exactly what they want, and because they perceive in their little world, in their little minds, you know, I always said, the truth of the matter is people like this, their whole world revolves around their elbows. They think everything within their sphere of thinking is reality and truth, when it actually isn't. The bulk and the majority of people, except in your little Hollywood world, are not understanding of the AGBT, LMNOP, LBGTQ. They don't get it all. It doesn't make them ignorant. It doesn't make them hateful. They don't understand it. And what I love is that, you know, the part about it is we kept calling us misogynistic, white male superiority. Well, guess what? The women are speaking up now. Are they white female superiority people, supremacists? No, really, you gotta ask the question. Because the women now are stepping up and saying, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't take the sport away from us. You can't take that category away from us. They were put together to give us a fighting chance. What now? You're saying that science is wrong? Make up your mind. Do we agree with science or don't we? The science counter, doesn't it? No, really, sincerely. I'll tell you what, I will believe 100% in science. I will do everything you want me to do from a scientific standpoint if you do the same. That won't work. It's just the foolishness is what never stops. And that's because people put up with it. You know how I know they put up with it? Because they keep voting these morons back in. Schumer was one of the first to come out when he was talking about the shootings here in California. Chuck Schumer out of New York. Go figure that. Right? He started going after the gunman here in California. He's one of those white supremacists, MAGA supremacists, Republican, conservative supremacists. There goes another Republican shooting the place up. Sorry, wrong answer. They identified a suspect Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people. Right at a ballroom during a Lunar New Year celebration. Let me see. 72-year-old Hugh Cantran. Okay, and from the picture I see, definitely an Asian fella. All right, not a white supremacist. Nah, I'm sure he's not a MAGA person. No question. Shot him, killed himself, and which is sad because we'll never really know why he did this. Maybe they'll find something in his house, in his bedroom, or whatever. You know, and again, he shot himself in the van that he was in. Now, Sheriff, L.A. County Sheriff said they know the suspects are at large. There was no larger threat to the community. Authorities have not provided a motive. They don't know. Right? He didn't have exact ages of the victims, he said, but they all looked like they were over 80. And Schiff, before, as is always the case on that side of the aisle, they blamed, again, the shooting on bigotry, white bigotry, on bigotry of the conservatives, of the right. This guy is Asian. He killed Asian people at a celebration of the Chinese New Year. Everybody home? Figure it out. Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Go to the phones in a minute or two. Monterey Park is a city of about 60,000 people, just outside of Los Angeles proper. It's almost all Asian immigrants from China. Pretty much first-generation Asian Americans. So they're doing it to themselves. I grew up in a heavy Italian neighborhood. You know this. I keep telling you these stories. I grew up in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. Some people could barely speak English. You heard Italian being spoken pretty much on every street corner. When they shot each other, it had nothing to do with bigotry or hatred towards Italians. Right? It had to do with somebody doing something stupid and hateful. But that doesn't sell today. That does nothing to move a magazine, a paper, or whatever. Be back in a few minutes. Go to the phones then. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Get them to tune in. We'll be back in just a couple.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate
over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? You want to make sure that you're part of the solution. And frankly, and honestly, the way you do that is you get informed. You get informed, you get engaged, you get a clue. Seriously. All right, let's head over to the phones. I appreciate how long you guys wait sometimes to get on with me. We got Larry from Moses Lake. Larry, thanks for calling the show.
Joe, keep banging the drum for freedom and common sense. You are you're the antithesis of the left, and I so appreciate you so much. And so the point I wanted to bring up tonight was you were talking about the alphabet communities. What I've noticed, and I'm 74, is that service clubs, I think we all have heard the names, the Elks, the Lions, the Rotary, name them all, they're dwindling in their memberships. But what's growing is these communities of the alphabet communities. And I think it has something to do with the changing culture and that these people, need some place to belong, and they find it in these groups because they can't, they haven't had the togetherness that we all gained in our younger lives, and to do something better. And instead of doing something better for the community in general, they're doing something better for what makes them feel good, I guess. So I've noticed that. I've noticed also that the younger people that I work with, they don't have a sense of service. They don't have a sense of taking care of the customer. It's just a big change in our culture, and it's a dynamic that we need to figure out how to work with. So I would just offer that to your listeners and be thinking about that. What are we missing? How do we get back to the basics of life and service and how to provide? It's always better to give than receive. And so these people that are in these alphabet communities, I think they have a need to receive something that makes them feel better.
They want to feel justified. They want to feel that they're valued. Yeah, the bottom line with this, what we're teaching these young people is that they go out there, they complain, they disrupt, they break, but they add nothing. They add nothing to society as a whole. They don't come in, to your point, and do something to make society better. They think making society better is threatening the police, punching the police, smashing police cars, and that kind of stuff, instead of being out there and actually servicing the people they say are not serviced properly. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, sir. You nailed it. And thank you again, Joe, for all you do. I feel that you're a blessing to what's right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate your phone call. And, you know, he's and again, you know, one of the things he said, and I know some of you have written me in the past, and, you know, why do I keep picking on you? I'm not picking on you in general, right? If you feel guilty about it, then maybe take a look at yourself. But it's our fault, right? We've allowed these kids to go down this road, whether we're parents, uncles, aunts, grandfathers, you know, Tammy and I decided a long time ago that we were not going to go along with our kids in fear, for fear of not seeing our grandkids. That was not going to be it. We had principles that were real. We had belief systems that we felt, you know, lent to making us a good people or helping us stay honest to God, right? So you really got to sit there and say to yourself, what are you willing to do? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to suffer with? Remember, our founding fathers were willing to give up their lives, their families, their businesses, their homes, their real estate. Are you? So that's what we did. And we had some challenges with our kids. We had some we didn't see for a couple of years because of our stances and the way we conducted ourselves, if you would. But we never backed down. And we never got to the point where we would turn them away. But we were not going to accept, whether it was a lifestyle, a mindset, a thought process towards something, wasn't going to happen. And that's where you need to be. Are you willing to do that? And for you grandparents, I know this is a killer. Are you willing not to see your grandchild because you're willing not to stifle yourself because your daughter or your son doesn't believe in your way of thinking, whether it be politically, religiously, or what have you? We told our kid, when you come here, you got respect for us, whether you like it or not, whether you like us or not. We thank God for our food when we sit down to eat. Now, we're not perfect. No one better get that idea. Okay, but we're thankful for what we have. We're thankful for the resources that God makes available to us. And we're not afraid to say it. We take a stand on what's right and wrong, not afraid to say it. So, you know, when we see certain things happening on TV, we're willing to look at our grandkids if they're sitting there watching going, that's not right. That comment, that lifestyle, that food, whatever it is, that's not right. And they know it. They all know it. Do we always get it right? No, nobody always gets it right. But you do your best. And as long as you know, if you're doing it out of honesty and sincerity, and you've done your homework, I've got no reason. I've always said this to you guys. If you totally disagree with me and you want to converse with me, no problem. I'm good. I won't even make fun of you as long as you do it in a respectful way. As long as you do it in such a fashion to where you're understanding that we're not going to attack each other. I've got people I know that truly from the heart they believe what they believe, and I cannot get on their case for that. I can't do it personally. Right? But if they're doing it out of an ideological viewpoint, then yeah, I'll have a field day with you. And I won't make fun of you, again, if it's work that you've done, come from your heart, this is a decision you've come up with, all right, so be it. It's your life. Interesting. Our side. It's your life. I don't have a right to tell you how to live your life. I have a right to tell you that you're not going to invade my space with my kids and my way of thinking. But you can do whatever you want with yours. Oh, we're back at The View again. The wrong View, mind you, but The View nonetheless. Whoopi Goldberg speculated on Monday that President Biden declassified all the documents discovered in recent months when he was vice president. Oh, God. See, this is ignorance at its finest. They influence millions of weak-minded people. And I say weak-minded because the people watching that show, what I've seen them write, how I've seen them comment, what they clap at is horrifying. The ladies discussed President Biden's credibility after a new batch of classified documents were discovered. After Goldberg discussed the three kinds of classified documents, she noted presidents and vice presidents could declassify these, albeit not with their brains. George Bush and Barack Obama had loosened the restrictions on declassifying documents during their presidency. It did not include vice presidents. They can loosen what they want, but you gotta have a law that backs it up, don't you? She added that she wished officials would specify which level of classified documents have been mishandled. Lady, now it goes back to when he was a senator. He had no right to take those out. He has no right to have possession of those. You would be incorrect at this level. She said, I wish they would say all that while they're explaining what's going on. Because if you say, you know, a classified document, everybody goes, oh my God, how dare he keep that? If these guys could declassify, presidents, vice presidents could declassify, are we chasing our tails? Well, gee, do you feel the same way about Trump? He was actually the president. Is that okay? I mean, technically, now that he's president, I hate to stick up for the man. Right? Now that he's president, he can declassify all those documents sitting there. I mean, I don't know why he does it at this point. Co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin agreed, but suggested that Biden and former President Trump must be held to the same standard. She went on to say, so for President Biden to be able to declassify something, there has to be evidence he did. In fact, declassifying it, she said, which is the thing that Trump is trying to argue, I declassified it. Well, there's no evidence on either side. She said that the whole thing has hurt Biden's public image. I agree. Well, this added to it. How's that? She said, what I'm frustrated by is how brazen and dismissive President Biden has been on, and see, these are all Democrats. It's a serious matter. They all agreed it was a serious matter. Joy Behar is still standing by the fact that somehow, and some, maybe they have a transporter, I don't know, Republicans planted these documents. Just amazing. Double C, your host. God bless if you're leaving us, but if you're staying with us another hour of me, I got a lot to beef about, and I'm going to. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Be back in a few minutes.